This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Monday, October 12, 2015. I'm Marc Boulanger. Those are some of the 250,000 people who protested in Berlin against a trade deal being negotiated between the European Union and the United States. They are part of a worldwide movement being organized by unions to oppose a number of trade deals designed for multinational corporations. Radio Labour senior correspondent Seemarie Ainsborough has a report.
Workers and their supporters all over the world are fighting the imposition of secretly negotiated trade deals, which provide corporations with enormous power over national governments. The deals allow for special courts, which corporations can use to sue governments if they think the government action has hampered the company's profit-making potential. On Saturday, October 9th, nearly 250,000 people marched through the streets of Berlin to oppose a deal between the United States and the European Community called the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, TTIP. In the United States and Canada, unions are mobilizing against the deal with 11 other Pacific Rim countries called the Trans-Pacific Partnership. In Australia, Labour is condemning a trade deal with China, which is allowing uncertified, lower-paid workers to come into the country. Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, says the deals allow governments to put the interests of finance and big business ahead of ordinary people. The ITUC is the organization which represents national union centers at the world level. This is Seemarie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
They're going to try and make things harder to go on strike. That's a misnomer. It's very hard to go on strike anyway.
In the UK, the right-wing Conservative government has introduced legislation which will make it much more difficult to organize strikes. The government wants to raise the threshold for a successful strike vote to be 50% of all of the workers in the bargaining unit, counting even those that don't vote. That's a threshold bigger than what's needed in a national election. It also wants to allow temporary employment employees to be used as replacement workers, known in the labor movement as scabs. The British Trades Union Congress, the TUC, is fighting back. As a start, it has organized a publicity campaign to remind people that the right to strike is essential for workers trying to win fair wages and working conditions. Here are some of the workers the TUC interviewed.
I'm a nurse and I went on strike. My whole branch decided we'll go on strike because of the pay freeze for 4 years. We won because we managed to get the 1% deal that we asked for. A lot of my members actually do 2 or 3 jobs to keep their head above water. So it is the last resort, really. Without strike, we will not have any power.
I work in the Essex Fire and Rescue Service control room. The reason we've had to go on strike recently is because the management board have changed our hours, meaning family work-life balance has just really messed up staff's lives. The fire service wouldn't be where it is today without us having had the right to strike. We've kept stations from closing, we've kept jobs from being lost.
I was involved in a campaign at the Ritzy Picture House Cinema with Bechtu to get a living wage for the staff. We were on strike for 3 months. After 3 months, we managed to negotiate a 26% pay rise, which was a really good success. We didn't want to go on strike, and you do miss out on a day's pay, but essentially when you're on a wage that doesn't cover the cost of living anyway, it's a necessary sacrifice sometimes. You have a right to protect yourself and to ask for what you need to survive.
The bakery where I work, we found out that for the previous 2 years, anybody who'd started were on 0 hours contracts, working permanently. Tried to negotiate, tried to sort it out, tried to get the people taken on full time. The firm weren't interested. Only by striking did we get these 30-odd people permanent jobs.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Follow us on Twitter, at Radio Labor. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.